Penguin Random House Audio presents The Gratitude Diaries, How a Year Looking on the Bright Side Transformed My Life. This is the author, Janice Kaplan. Preface. Given that I am working on a new project about gratitude, I should have woken up on this early April morning to sunny skies, singing birds, and friends gathered in my living room singing Kumbaya. Instead, everything that could go wrong did. But somehow, I kept seeing rays of sunshine. To start, my old Volvo wouldn't spark and jumper cables had no effect. The neighbor who came over to help saved the day by driving me to the train station 20 minutes away. I got to the city and stepped onto the rainy, windy sidewalk just as a bus raced through a huge puddle and sent a thick stream of muddy water all over me. Ugh, I screamed, though my language might have been a bit more colorful. A few passersby clucked in sympathy, but I didn't want to go to my important meeting looking like a survivor from a tough mudder race. My favorite J. Crew was just a few blocks away, so I dashed over, quickly bought a bold print skirt, and changed in the fitting room. I got to my meeting on time, but the CEO I'd come to see had a fake tan and extremely overmoosed hair. He texted while I talked and managed to look up only at the end. "Hey, you look hot in that skirt," he said. Since I was pitching a project, not cruising Match.com, I should have been furious. But instead I laughed and told myself I'd been saved from working with a man who spent more on hair products than I did. I went to have coffee with my best friend Susan, whom I've known since we met in summer camp at age 8. She is intensely loyal.